It is the worst air pollution, or haze as it's known, in Malaysia in 16 years. But the reason for the thick smog, which has blanketed much of the country, is the same as last time. Smoke from illegal burning to clear land that has blown across from the Indonesian island of Sumatra. The Malaysian government has declared an emergency in some areas where the air quality has reached hazardous levels, including ordering schools to close. Malaysia and Singapore have slammed Indonesian authorities for failing to stop the illegal burning. Indonesia has hit back by saying most of the fires are on land controlled by Malaysian and Singaporean-owned companies. Malaysian authorities say that's no excuse.
Okay, if Malaysian companies are committing any offence, they have to take action. Indonesian laws are applicable in Indonesia. Our laws are not applicable in Indonesia, and we cannot charge Malaysian companies which are operating in Indonesia in our country.
The Malaysian authorities have warned even healthy people to reduce physical activity. They say that for the elderly and those with respiratory issues, the haze could be life-threatening. The haze has become an annual occurrence, but it is particularly bad this year. And both the Malaysian and Singaporean governments are frustrated with Indonesia for failing to sign the regional anti-haze treaty, which the other countries signed in 2003. But the Indonesian government says it's willing to work with neighbouring countries to find a solution.
Jadi negara-negara ASEAN sebagai
ASEAN countries are like one big family and can share data about the forest fires from their respective territories. This is because the forest fires are not just happening in Indonesia. They're happening in many places, and the satellite image of the hotspots are showing that we have fires in our country and fires in neighboring countries too.
Kami ada di negara sahabat dan lain-lain.
Malaysia's environment minister will be heading to Indonesia Wednesday to seek a solution to the haze crisis. Maheshwari Ramakrishnan, Press TV, Kuala Lumpur.